Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Chad Bearden and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the
face. Hi listeners and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome back our good friend, singer-songwriter Michelle Lee. We'll catch up with her about what she's been doing since the last time she was on, brand new music that she's working on, as well as the time we met each other in person at the Josie Awards in October. This is going to be fun. And side note, before I bring Michelle on, what does it feel like I haven't had a show in weeks when it was just last week? So, I have no idea. But anyway, let's go ahead, with all that being said, let's go ahead and welcome our good friend, Miss Michelle Lee, back to the show. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hey, Cody, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for being brave enough to actually do this again today.
Oh, you are awesome, and thank you for having me back. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, let's just jump right into it. Here, probably 4 or 5 months ago, we got the opportunity to meet in person for the first time after many years of being on social media together.
Yes, at the Josie Awards at the Grand Ole Opry. Was that not fun?
Oh, my gosh, that was the most fun night I've had in a long time.
Oh, yes, I was tickled to death. Man, it was awesome just to get to be at the Opry, but then, you know, I got to meet you and got to, you know, be on that famous stage, that iconic historical stage. And the only thing I regret is that I didn't toe in that little circle, you know, the hallowed circle.
Right.
didn't even occur to you to do that.
Right. And I met so many people that night that like yourself, I'd only talked to them on social media. I met so many people that night, it wasn't even funny.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, the Josie family is growing by leaps and bounds every year.
Oh, we are, absolutely. And that was my first time going to the awards. I've been nominated the past 3 years, and I couldn't go, obviously. And I couldn't go, obviously, in 2020 because of all this COVID junk. And,
right.
And 2021... I tried to make it work, but it never did. So this past year was the first time I'd ever been.
Well, what a year to get to make your debut at the Josie's, you know, when it's at the mother church. Well, I guess Ryman's really the mother church, but at the, you know, at the Grand Ole Opry, that's pretty amazing.
Right.
So,
and
good for you.
And you, my friend, took home an award that night.
I did. I got the day before, believe it or not, because I couldn't believe it. I'm a terrible actress, just absolutely terrible. But I won Best Female in a Music Video for my Jesus Thinks I'm Beautiful video. And then the night of the awards, I got Female Southern Rock Artist of the Year. And I was super surprised and super tickled because I didn't really feel like I had put a lot out there, you know, as far as submissions for the awards last year. So I really wasn't expecting anything. And it was just such a treat and, you know, such an honor to win that. That was really awesome.
I got to be honest. I was so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I was surprised. I sure was.
And I remember funny story for you real quick. I remember watching the nomination announcement and it got down to my category, and so I was like, okay, was hoping I'd get a nomination, but I wasn't really, you know, that was sort of out of my mind at that point. But take that down to the R's, the S's, and the T's, because you do them in alphabetical order. So I'm thinking, all right, not this year, you know. But then when she said Weekdays with Murph, I'm like, click, I'm not watching any more of this.
Well, I am proud of you too. You do a really good job, and you're such a nice person, and you deserve everything that you get, all the opportunities you get. You definitely deserve that.
Well, I appreciate that, and I tell you what, the best part of what I do, believe it or not, is getting to meet you guys in person.
Oh. Yeah, it's cool to meet people, you know, that you've just talked to. I get a big thrill out of that, you know, when I get to actually meet people that I've talked to online, or, you know, like you and I, we've been friends on Facebook for a long time, and I've done your show, but then I've never met you until this past year, so that was pretty awesome.
And I joke with people all the time when I'm getting ready to. I meet somebody in person, I go, fair warning, I'm a hugger. You will be hugged probably multiple times before the night's out. I guarantee you, you will be hugged multiple times.
Well, that's awesome, because, I mean, you're very huggable, because you're just adorable and just so sweet. So, you know, who wouldn't want to hug you, Cody?
Well, I appreciate you, Michelle. Besides Josie's, what else have you been up to in the years since we've done something like this?
Well, a couple of years ago, I was really really tickled and honored to finally get my my Grammy voting membership. So I am a verified voting member of the Grammys. I mean, I was floored. I was just like, oh my gosh, I cannot even believe that, you know, I got this. And it's still very fresh and very new to me, and still very unbelievable to me when I sit down to, you know, review the songs, or I sit down to submit my own songs or whatever. You know, sometimes it just still hits me like a brick. It's like, well, you're actually, you know, on this thing with the Grammys, and this is pretty awesome. And, you know, who would ever thought a girl from Mitchell County, North Carolina, that grew up on Duck Branch would be a Grammy voting member. So I'm humbled, I'm appreciative, and you know, in spite of some of the just awful stuff that went on this year at the Grammys, I'm still a very proud member, and that's you know, maybe somehow or another this little insignificant Mitchell County girl can be a positive influence somehow or another, maybe.
Oh, you are, my friend. You absolutely are. There's not a question in my mind.
Well, thank you. I hope.
I did want to talk about, and I know we talked about it a little bit off air, but you sent me a song recently that just blew my mind, and I told you off air, I was like, you dang near made me cry, girl.
Well, I love that song. It's the song called Baby Doll, and it's actually, you know, I wrote that song several years ago, and it never had a formal release, and we had tried to do something with it for a domestic violence person. Something that had happened, a terrible, terrible thing had happened to this lady in the community where I live, well, not exactly in the community, but in the area within a certain mile radius, so it was a very big deal. Publicized all over the place. It was actually on CNN. It was just horrific domestic violence episode. And I had written the song, and you know, we were kind of like trying to figure out what to do with it. So we didn't really formally release it, but we did dedicate it to the domestic violence case victim. And her name was Shelby, and it was just awful. And she, you know, she left behind a tiny little 3-month-old baby. Anyway, you know, I've never really done the song out that much. You know, it was there, you know, but it just kind of laying around. And yeah, I got to thinking, I was like, man, this really needs to be brought back up, because that's one of the things that I'm really, really passionate about. I get pretty hot under the collar over domestic violence stuff. That's right. One of those hot buttons for me that just makes me iller than a hornet. I was like, you know, let's kind of freshen this up. Let's dig it out and knock the cobwebs off and freshen it up a little bit and do a little re-recording and put it back out there and do a formal release with this song. And you know, with any of my songs that have a storyline to them like that, because I'm a storyteller. When I write songs, I like the story type songs, like, you know, the Bobby Gentry type stuff. And right. I'm really proud to say that Baby Doll, a lot of times I do co-writes, and because I'm not great at writing the melody. I'm just not. I'll be honest about that. But Baby Doll is one of the rare exceptions that it's all mine. The melody is all mine. The lyrics are all mine. You know, so it's recorded exactly as I wrote it. So I'm very proud of it for that. But also, I was really fortunate to have Miss Jamie O'Neill on as background vocals. And that's something we did not fool with. When we did the re-release, we did not, you know, mess with those background vocals at all, because you right. know she is just absolutely stellar. And
absolutely.
Her voice is amazing. And it just, you know, that's another one of those things I sit back and go, how on earth did you ever, you know, end up with Jamie O'Neill on your backing tracks? anyways, you know, long story short, I hope the song does some people some good, and it gets a lot of positive feedback from people who will come up and they'll just start telling me their story, like, you know, that happened to me, that you told my story, you know, that. When people hear it, they'll be sitting there, like you said, you know, it kind of makes you cry a little bit. It's really sad, and, you know, it brings it home to you when somebody walks up to you and says, this was exactly my story. And we had an incident that I was playing out with one of my friends. We were actually doing a little acoustic gig, and we did that song. And this lady was just sitting in the audience just bawling her eyes out. She was literally, you know, those kind of where you're sobbing, you're just shaking, your shoulders
right.
are shaking, you're just, your heart is broken. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that poor woman. And we got finished, and she came up to the stage, and she just grabbed me and hugged me, and she was like, you just sang my story except for the ending. She was like, I got out finally before, you know, that the awful ending. She's like, but the rest of it, that was exactly my story. And you know, if you look at the statistics with domestic violence cases, she was a lucky one, because it, on average, it takes a woman leaving her aggressor 7 times, if she makes it to the 7th time, to stay gone, because they go back. And, you know,
right.
there's a whole lot of psychology and a whole lot of stuff that goes into, you know, them going back, and it's really easy to sit back and say, well, why in the world did you go back? You know, why in the world did you stay in that? And you don't know until you're in it. You don't know the psychological wearing down that goes on with that. And, yeah, it's just awful. So we're working with, I want to say this wrong because I didn't write it down. Shame on me. The North Carolina Coalition for Domestic Violence Victims. I think I said all that right. but we're working with them, you know, try to make this a campaign. And, you know, if we can get information out, any kind of avenue, you know, like this, it's not jumping on a bandwagon or anything like that. It's like, you know, some people are going to be able to get through and help people in one way, and some people are going to be able to help people in another way. So, you know, we all have some way that we can help somebody that's got stuff going on, if that makes any sense at all. You know, we're here to serve each other and be helpers when we can. So
absolutely,
that's some of my hope for this, is that it does help somebody, and maybe it jars them into leaving that seventh time and they stay gone. So that's what I hope.
And anything you need me to do, I'll gladly do it.
Well, I do appreciate that. And you and my friends over at 107 FM Galaxy in New Zealand, you guys are the first people to have the songs, or the baby doll song. I'm not sending it out to anybody else just yet, so you guys have it first. So I thank you guys for spinning it, and I appreciate it. And I hope you
absolutely
get feedback from it. So,
absolutely.
But we've got
and
a lot more stuff coming. I'm actually in the studio right now recording my fifth all-original CD, and this one's going to be different, and I'm so excited because I'm doing this one with my band instead of session players. So we're gonna have some cool stuff to roll out for you here pretty soon.
I cannot wait. It's going to be... it's going to be awesome. I mean, and as I said before, with the baby doll campaign, anything else that you need from me, I'll gladly do it for you, because I consider you a very, very dear friend, and you know I'm incredibly loyal to my friends. I always say that if I care about you and what you're doing, there's absolutely nothing I wouldn't do for you.
Well, you are a sweetheart, and I appreciate you for saying that. And I've told all my friends, I've got a lot of music friends, and like, you know, look up Weekends with Murph, see if you can get on the show. So I'm out there plugging you.
Well, I appreciate you, girl. I did want to talk about going back to the Josie Awards for a second. You, my friend, were nominated for some pretty hefty awards.
Oh, I'm so tickled and so blessed with my whole entire Josie experience. So far, I have 14 Josie Awards, 4 Entertainer of the Year awards running, and a couple of Artist of the Year's videos. I sit in disbelief that I actually got that stuff, and I will tell you right now, it is strictly because I have such a great team behind me, and the team is, you know, of course, my producer, Charlie Kelly, hands down, just like the best producer in the whole world. I love him to death. He's wonderful, dear friend, and, you know, I have such respect for him and his craft. You know, of course, Roger, my husband, who puts up, good Lord bless his heart, he got thrown into the deep end of the music business when we started dating, and he has adapted well. And, you know, of course, my band, my band guys are amazing. I can't even say enough about them, and, you know, I've got some great friends that have always been super supportive of musician friends, and we're a really tight knit group, and my Florida peeps down Jacksonville and whatnot, and Autumn Davis from Southbound 41. I'm going to holler at Autumn because she is she was a Josie nominee. She got nominated for she recut one of my songs, Cody. She recut Black Ink, and got a nomination for it. Yeah,
I think I remember that. I don't want to tell her business. Yeah.
Oh, yes, you did. Absolutely. You sure did. She's just beautiful and can sing her hind end off. She's absolutely wonderful. So, I'm very lucky to have gotten what I have gotten at the Josies. And I love Tina and Josie to death. That whole family, Matt and Vito, that whole family is just amazing to me. And That is one award show that I know is ran with integrity and honesty. Yes, and I won't participate in a lot of things that, you know, just because I see stuff and I know, you know, I know how things are done, and I don't like that. And I know with Jesse and Tina, you know, if I come up this year and I don't win a blooming thing, you know what? I will know it's because people were better than I was, and
right.
That's okay. That's okay. I just know that they try to better things every year, and it gets the competition is harder every year, and that's great.
It really is.
It's not. Yeah, you really have to step up as an artist, and I think that is great for everybody because it makes everybody work harder and hone their craft, and they don't get lazy and just sit on their laurels. And you know, I just think it's wonderful. So yeah, right. Just love them to death.
And
that's that.
And I remember sitting there at the Josie's that night thinking, how did I get here? You know, I mean, because with me in the show, it's just me doing this. I have no team. I have no booking people. I have none of that. It's just me doing this. Just,
wow.
Just little old country me. So I'm like,
dang, that's some hard work.
So I'm like, 3 years running. How did I get here? And I say that for literally every good thing that happens to the show. I'm like, how did we get here at this point?
Well, you work hard and you're a good person, and I believe God rewards that. So,
and I appreciate that. And I remember at one point sitting there looking around, I'm like, let me back up and say this. I don't live in Nashville myself, just like you. I don't live in Nashville at all. I live about probably 2.5 to 3 hours from Nashville. So, So going to events like this is like a big old family reunion for me because
yeah.
I don't get to see these people very often. I don't see these people very often.
Right.
And just being there in that room with such incredibly talented people, I was like, Murph, you're dang lucky, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, like, my gosh, all the performances were just awesome. And, you know, like you said, there's a reason that the audience was filled up with such incredible talent. There's, you know, people work hard, and you know they want to be a part of the Jessies. And for some of the people that I've had the honor to introduce to the JMA program, it tickles me to death to see them, you know, get the nominations and be recognized for their work. So that's just such an added bonus to me. You know, when I see like some of my friends from, you know, Whiskey Heart, and I already mentioned Southbound, and, you know, some more of my friends, whatnot. Tattered Sons, I think, is coming up. I don't want to tell too much, but we may have some stuff, a little collaboration popping out there.
Okay.
You know, Josh,
right.
Josh that makes the hats, Bogard, is that his name? I'm always scared I'm going to say somebody's name wrong because I'm really bad with names. But, you know, all these people, and that's the thing I love about the Jessies is, like, most everybody is happy for everybody when they win. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's really cool, so.
and even away from the business aspect of all this, I'm one of those people that just in general just really enjoy seeing good people succeed, you know?
Yeah, especially, you know, if that's if you know that is their end all be all and that's their dream and you know that's what they want to do, that's really, really awesome to watch them accomplish it. So
absolutely. I think we've got probably about 5 or 6 more minutes here. So my last question for you is I know we talked about your upcoming music that's being recorded as we speak, but what else is coming up for you? I mean, are you hitting the road or anything?
We got confirmed for the Southern Rock Woodstock gigs, or gig. We've got one of them. And that's really awesome because it's just so cool to get to play within your Southern Rock community. And it is a hardcore Southern Rock community with these folks. It's a great festival, and I'm so excited to do that. We've got some other stuff that the papers are still out right now, so I've not confirmed anything, and I never like to say until I actually confirm because I don't want to have to go back and retract. But one big thing that I'm super tickled about, and I'll be getting online and telling people more about this later on when I've actually got the product in hand to show them. I am launching a Jesus Thinks I'm Beautiful merch line. And simply because I think that people need to hear that sometimes. They need to hear, it's a crappy world we're living in these days. Just face it. It's like you turn the news on and it's like, oh, dear Lord, for crying out loud, what else is going to happen? What else is going to be stupid today? And, top of that, there's, I think social media is such a double-edged sword because you can be feeling great about yourself and get on social media in 5 minutes. You're like, oh, dear Lord, I am a troll. I'm an absolute river toad. So, and Roger's favorite, Swamp Witch. I tell him I look like a Swamp Witch sometimes, and he was like, oh,
I'm going to have to steal that.
So, anybody, you see all these suicide rates going up, this, that, and the other, and people are feeling so bad about themselves, and they're trying to mask it with, different identities and this, that, and the other, and what it is like their spirit is so beaten down and bruised and this, that, and the other, and nobody has ever told them, Jesus loves you just like you are. You don't have to change. You don't have to clean up. He loves you, and then he will clean you up if he wants you cleaned up. And I just think people really need to hear that. So just like with Baby Doll, you never know. If you're walking down the street and you have this shirt on that says, Jesus thinks I'm beautiful, you never know. Somebody's going to read that, and it's going to hit them, and it's going to help them.
Right.
So that's what I'm doing. And I didn't mean to get off on a big, long, what do you call it? Oh, good Lord, I can't when you're up on a perch. Oh, what do they call it when you're up? Oh, my gosh, I'm a lit major, and I can't remember the little soapbox. My soapbox.
Right, right. There it is, the soapbox.
There it is. I'm so proud of this. My friend Darren, and I'm totally going to massacre his last name, going back to what I was talking about a minute ago, I'm going to mess his last name up. Melinquire, I believe is how you say his last name. Darren, I will say, my sweet friend Darren, who is a Grammy member as well. He is absolutely wonderful graphic artist. He designed everything for the Jesus Thinks I'm Beautiful campaign. And it's beautiful. I can't wait to roll it out. What I'm going to do is I want to get some actual product so I can show people, exactly what it looks like, tell them exactly how it's made, with the shirts and this, that, and the other. And hopefully I'll be doing that before the end of March. Everything's looking good and on track, and I'll have a lot more details on it later on. But that's the big thing coming up, plus the new CD. I'm trying my best to get a video before the deadline, and that may or may not happen this year because I'm having a dreadful time finding a videographer. But if it doesn't happen, that's all right. We'll hit them with a couple next year. So
awesome. Well, Thank you again for doing this today. This has been so much fun getting to catch up with you.
Oh, thank you. It's been a blast. I really appreciate it, Cody.
Absolutely. Before I get out of here, I did want to say that for one, you know, I consider you a very dear friend, and I just love you to death. And if there's ever anything that I can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Well, I appreciate that, and same goes for you. I just think you're awesome, and you're a very hard worker, and you're very sweet, and you're just a precious person.
Awesome. Well, I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to your evening, but again, like I said, it's been so much fun getting to catch up with you today.
Yes, sir, and thank you again, and you take care, and to all your listeners, thanks for listening to Baby Doll, and please visit the website at michellelee.com and check out all the stuff that's going on and get you some CDs and some shirts.
All right, I'll talk to you later, lady, okay?
Love you bunches, Cody. Thank you so much.
All right, love you, girl. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Michelle Lee. Okay, next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we've got a double whammy for you as we welcome back our good friend Kirsty Krause, along with a UK artist, Thomas Cavanaugh. They have a great duet out together called Who Am I Gonna Love? And we'll be talking about that among many, many other things. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.